You.
I'm just saying, bro. Episode 86. I'm Earl.
I'm Staff.
I'm Ray.
I'm saying, y'all know that spill. Go to that YouTube page, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell so y'all the first to all our videos. We on everywhere you can stream a podcast: Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, Stitcher, Radio Public, anywhere you listen to a podcast, we there. Go stream us up. But we're gonna get into it. Obviously, we ain't record before game one. Wanted to give our predictions. Obviously, we couldn't do it, but we could talk about the game. So I just want to know what y'all feel like, how y'all feel about that game. Cause you know, I was already telling y'all off camera how I feel about it, but I want y'all, Earl, you could go, well, whoever could go, but how y'all feel about that game one? Cause that was crazy, bro. I didn't expect that. First of all, I didn't even expect Giannis to play, but I didn't expect that.
You go first.
I mean, the way I felt about it was the way most people felt about it. You pretty much just got out coached that game, like for real. I mean, it was other things as well, but you could have made it a closer game if you coached the game better. That was my biggest takeaway from it, was that Bug got out coached by Monty, for real.
I feel like we say that so much.
Yeah, we do say that a lot. It seemed like he got out coached. He gets out coached very often, but yeah. I mean, they did what I expected them to do. If you gonna guard Chris Paul and Devin Booker like that, and you gonna I don't know who you was trying to guard. Like when I was asking who was guarding John Collins, I don't know who was guarding Ayton. I don't know who was guarding Chris Paul. I don't know who was guarding fucking Bridges. I don't know who was guarding Devin Booker. I don't know who was guarding Jay Crowder. He missed every shot, but them Jones was open.
He was wild.
Them Jones was open. So like, if that's the game plan y'all coming again with tonight, then it's about to be 0-2 real quick. But
yeah.
Sure, that won't have me counting the Bucks out. I'm gonna say that even if they go down 0-2, I still give them a shot as long as Giannis can stay healthy.
He said he felt good.
Right. I didn't expect him to play, but that was a plus. I ain't mad at it. He ain't go too crazy, but he had the rebounds that.
Yeah, he ain't play that bad, bro.
Nah, I'm not saying he played bad. He just ain't go too crazy. It was like a first game back, but now I expect him to go crazy tonight.
Yeah, he got to give you 30 tonight. Got to.
He got to give you 30, 10.
Not no 10, nigga. He need like 15, 16. You know what I'm saying? He got to go crazy.
He got to do something. They got to, I don't know.
He was aggressive, but he wasn't like, I guess that injury still holding you back because he wasn't out there doing what Giannis usually do.
Yeah.
Like first quarter, he came out strong. I'm like, all right, damn. Like, he ain't get no hyper knee extension or nothing like that. He came out strong and then he just slowed down. I don't know if that was fatigue or his injury. I don't know what it was, but he definitely, you know, put his foot on the brake.
Yeah, I feel like maybe that's what it was, though. Like you said, fatigue, though, bro. Because you could tell, like, he was winded. You was watching him, bro. Like, even his little stints that he was in, bro. He was always bent over, breathing all hard or whatever. So, because we all know how he play, bro. Yeah. 100 miles an hour. So, you know what I'm saying? He just, I think he was just winded, you know what I'm saying, in game one. So, who knows, though?
He averaged 40 on him in the regular season. You know, that's regular season. But he going to have to put something like that up if he want to win this game. I don't see him winning no game, dropping a dub.
Oh no.
The Phoenix starters, they control that game, bro. You see, they was up a dub. He went on like 11-0 run. They put Chris Paul back in, and that shit was over.
Yeah.
Was like, back in and got that switch, started cooking up on Bobby Portis. Like they just pick up who they want to pick on. Like, oh, Brooke, come over here, Brooke. You are right, Lopez. And then they start picking on Forbes. Like, you can't have Forbes out there for too long.
I know.
Throw him in there, get a couple of threes, and take him out. Hope he
he's too little.
Yeah, that's a baby food right there.
Yeah, for sure. That's
probably
some
chicken if they gonna guard him like that, bro. I think tonight I don't think we see as many Brook Lopez minutes. Or you got to do something. Y'all got to fight through the screen or something. You can't.
So you think? So who you think replaced? You think more Bobby Portis minutes because he was getting cooked too? Who you put out there?
Yeah, Bobby Portis, he's more mobile, or you're going to have to go small, have Giannis at the five.
That was their best lineup, though. That was the best lineup when they had Giannis at that five. But I don't believe in Coach Bud. I don't see him doing it, bro. Like, I really don't. Like, I can't see him. Now, maybe he will. Maybe he will. We've seen him make slight adjustments. Like I giving Bobby Portis more minutes and starting him. Obviously, he had to give him games because Giannis was hurt. But still, like, he could have put it in a bad rotation. He could have put somebody in there that didn't affect the game. So, I don't know. I just don't believe in Coach Bud, though, bro. But I just feel like, bro, from that game one, bro, they was just – the Bucks was just a step behind. I just feel like that rest that the Suns got, it paid dividends. Because, like, it just – hey, like, you watching it, it's like, yo, they did this don't even – like, this don't even look like a finals game. It was just like they looked totally, like – like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, it's like, damn, is it a 5-on-5? It looked like it's a 7-on-5. Like, why is everybody open? Like, everybody is open every time they're on the floor. So I just feel like they was a step ahead. They had that time to prepare, more time to prepare, more time to rest.
Bucks,
yeah, they just got to be more active and they got to be more aggressive early. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Especially with Giannis, like bro was saying. Giannis be aggressive early. Chris Middleton don't get off to the slow start like he been getting off too lately. Yeah. Then maybe, who knows? Like, maybe they win the game. I don't got them winning the game, but maybe they win the game. Maybe it's a closer game than we expect.
Possibly. Shit. I think it's gonna be a close one though. I think it's gonna be a close one tonight.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be better than for game one. At least closer.
I mean, Drew can't play no worse than he played in game one. So, I mean, maybe that'd be a big difference too. And I also think – I don't think you take Brook Lopez out though, bro, because, like, he give you that dual threat though, bro, because at the end of the day, he hit them two threes. He always going to give you them threes, bro. He can always stretch the defense. And then he been dominating in the post lately. So, it's just like, obviously, with Giannis there, we know they can't both do it together. No spacing, but
I don't think
you take Brook Lopez out.
Last game, they probably played like 17, 18 tonight. He going to lose a couple minutes, bro. I think he's going to lose a couple minutes. I think they going to try to get this game. This is an important game. If they could steal this one, it changed the whole series for real, for real.
Yeah, they probably going to go to that small ball faster than what they did because they waited to the third quarter to do that.
That's what I'm saying.
Down 20.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I think of who else they got there. I don't know.
They really missing DiVincenzo though, and I didn't think he was that important though. I'm not gonna lie, I didn't think he was that important, but yeah. We seeing that he is like, I always liked him coming out of Villanova, but it's like I didn't think he was that, you know, solid of a piece. He was starting, so he is a starter, but
right,
he missing him, bro. You can see it.
Yeah, he the energy player, man, and he kind of. Making a defensive matchup different. Like, they got PJ Tucker guarding Chris Paul. Like,
yeah, it's just weird matchups. He can stay in front of him and all. Like, he know him. He played with him. But come on,
that's like when Doc put George Hill on Gallinari. Like, it's not gonna work. That's a mistake. Like, you're gonna have to change that. If he stay with PJ Tucker on him, it's gonna get dark real fast in game two. Like that. He can't keep up with Chris Paul, bro.
Yeah, but I definitely think they're going to make that. They're going to have to make that adjustment. Even if Coach Bud don't do it, like, as the players, bro, I'm on it. I'm like, bro, like, come on, bro. We not doing this, bro. We not doing this again. We watched them fry us last game. We watched the tape. We not doing this again.
Oh, he played defense. He rebound, and he could shoot a little bit. That's, I mean, you missing a lot right there, but they're going to have to show us something tonight, bro. I think Drew going to have a good game tonight. I really do.
You know what I want though for the Bucks? I want the Bucks to be aggressive like they was in the regular season. Do you peep, like, they was the number one team in scoring, but do y'all peep how they be passing up shots? But in the regular season, they used to let that thing fly, like even through the playoffs, like they let it fly. Like, I've been watching them pass up a lot of shots, especially game one. I'm like, yo, Pat McConaughton, like, he had a couple joints where even from distance last series, he was letting it fly. He was hitting some of them, missing some of them. But it's just like, yo, that's y'all game. That's how y'all play. So what's going on? Y'all scared? Y'all nervous? What's going on? So I just feel like they just need to be more aggressive as a team, though. Like, let that thing fly. Like, play how y'all play all year. Why are you going to wait to the finals to change?
Only one still playing like that is Middleton. Like, he the only one that I see.
Oh, my God. Get that man some help, please.
Like, I'm shooting this. Like, I got enough space, but.
You said Batman?
What?
I said you said Batman.
For sure.
Nah, Middleton.
Batman?
He's for sure Batman. Giannis is definitely Robin. I'm sorry, bro. He's Chris Middleton. letting y'all know, put some spec on his name. Like, he different, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Especially coming from the G League, you hear about how he came up and all that. He a bucket, bro. No, he a bucket.
I read an article recently. They said when Giannis got there, they ain't like each other, bro. Him or Middleton. They said, because he was trying to steal Middleton minutes. So they used to really, like, be beefing.
That's crazy.
Like, first couple Middleton, of years.
Hey, man. Giannis was trash. We not going to trip. Like, Giannis was trash coming out. Like, rookie year, what he averaged, like, six? Like, come on, bro. Like, Giannis was trash, bro. Like, he was cheese butt. So, but that's funny, though. I ain't even know they was, you mean, ever had any type beef.
That's what and now they starting together.
Yeah. Right. They were saying that's a Cinderella story if they win the chip. It's like, but that ain't happening.
Yeah, that's chalk. I mean, it's a shame, though. I feel bad.
You don't feel bad, bro. You don't feel bad. Stop lying.
What'd you say, bro?
I said, who y'all got winning tonight?
Phoenix.
Yeah, I'm taking Suns, too. I'm
taking Phoenix, too.
I don't think Milwaukee going to take a game until it gets to their crib. That's the only time they play good.
Yeah, for sure.
For some reason, that's when they start playing how they do in the regular season. Like, they turn the tempo up. They shooting threes. They make a shot.
Get that confidence. Start running the floor. Stop with the half-court sets because they know they trash in half-court, especially with Giannis on the floor.
Yeah, because Giannis cheese butt.
he's not cheese butt, though, bro, because I love Giannis because, like, bro never, like, stop. Like, you know what I'm saying? They clown him. Like, they count down every time he airball free throws. You don't never see him falter. Like, you never see him change. Like, his attitude, nothing. He always the same. Like, and he always hustling, always working, trying to win. Like, if you don't like somebody like that, you just weird to me. Like, Giannis just, he got so much room for it. He not cheese, but, bro, he's so good, bro. He can be better, bro. We all know, right? Giannis get a three. Giannis, and you know he willing to take it. You know he willing to work on it.
He's not getting the three. Giannis need to get a.
I don't know what that man get. He's like 25.
Need to get a hook shot that he can hit every time.
Yo, how old is Giannis? He got to be like 25.
The little dirt post move or something. I don't think he ever going to get the super consistent three, bro.
Well, you don't know what that man going to get. How can you say that? Did we ever think Jason Kidd would be able to shoot?
No, and he couldn't until like his last 3 years.
It don't matter. He still did it though. It don't matter how long it took, bro. It don't matter about the journey. It's about that when you get to the final destination. Did you accomplish your goals? Did he learn how to shoot?
You could be there for all that. Give me Giannis when he 35 with a jump shot. Then.
Stop it. Cut it out.
give me that Giannis. I'll take that.
Bro, come on.
You can't lie though, Earl. Giannis, he evolved every year.
Every year.
Even though it ain't pretty, but he evolved. I mean, he adds something to his bag at least. I mean, he trying to hit a little fade away. He be hitting it. It's not consistent. He got a little mirror.
Then he be pulling the, you know what I'm saying, pulling the shit out in big games. Like, you know what I'm saying? Gets the Nets. He hits five threes and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I like Giannis, bro, because he a baller, bro. Like,
I mean, he been just letting that broke shit fly, and I applaud him for that because you got to shoot, bro. Like, I don't even care if it's broke or not. You got to shoot.
Is, yeah.
Why you hate Giannis?
You got to shoot. I don't care if it's broke or not. You got to shoot in this league. But, yeah, I agree. He did add that post fade to his game this offseason for sure. He be going to that joint like crazy for real now.
And he got a little playmaking in his bag, too. He nice passes off, like.
For sure. That vision getting there. Giannis is still a young boy, man.
He's still.
He's 26.
KD wasn't.
He's 26. Oh, all right.
You gotta call these niggas cheese butt, man.
I can't put the cheese butt label on Giannis, bro. Not yet, bro. Not yet.
I think this is last time in the finals, or he gonna be back.
I mean, he in the East.
If he Euro steps his way out of this one, this is going to be his last one.
You think it's going to be last one?
Earl trying to be funny. He trying to be funny. Stop, bro.
I don't think he got – I think he might go to, like, three finals if he stay in the East. If he go to the West, it depends on what team he land on. They be talking about all type of scenarios for Giannis, so I don't know.
I don't got him ever leaving. I think he going to stay. Probably. Like, his whole career.
He seemed like the –
They're going to have to find another young. I don't know. If they could find another young boy in a couple years.
At some point, they got to find somebody in the draft or something like that. You know what I'm saying? At some point.
They're going to have to find another young boy.
Or make a move. You never know. Maybe somebody go there, bro. Maybe they finally get a free agent.
Who?
I don't know. I wouldn't want to go either. But, hey, maybe somebody want to win a chip. Maybe somebody will go out and be like, yo, I think if I go to the Bucks, I can win a chip. I don't know who it will be, but.
They could probably if they commit Giannis to the five, who knows? You know what I mean? That might change those.
That's what I'm saying. You bring someone and tell Dame, hey, Dame, we going to move Giannis to the five. He going to be the center. Come over in Milwaukee, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, we got you. You know what I'm saying? We're going to win a chip. Dame and Giannis will win a chip easily.
Ain't a lot of good centers in the league. Ain't like he's going to be guarding up.
He's going to get done so dirty by B and Joker. And
yeah, that's different. Well, that's what you need a backup. That's what you need a backup.
It's only in three for real, though.
I was about to say, how many nights is he going to actually get, like, have to worry about that, though? He only going to play Embiid and Joker so many times.
Yeah. And with the way the fucking – I'm not talking about the Sixers. Never mind. Go ahead. Yeah, you're right. Embiid and Joker. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Joker winning that MVP. Shout out to Embiid. He stole it from you when you got hurt. He's the real MVP. We already know how that go.
Yep. That's real.
Oh, I went to the ball, Ohtani, too. I've read some that he made the All-Star game as a pitcher and a hitter. That's wild.
Oh, yeah.
That's different.
Earlier, they said he didn't even go to the batting cages all season, bro. Never went to the batting cages. He won the home run derby and everything, bro. Like, that's crazy.
He just like that. I mean, I guess if you – well, I wouldn't guess because, hey, man, every pitcher don't do it. You would think, though, what do you think as a pitcher, bro? Like, yo, I know all the pitches. I can see that. I know what he's doing. I know his mechanism. You know what I'm saying? I know what that pitch going to do. You would think they'd all be good hitters. That's what I always, like, was always a mystery to me about baseball. Like, why are pitchers bad hitters? Like, bro, you pitch. Like, what the – you can't identify the pitch? Like, what the hell?
But in the AL, they got the designated hitters, though, so the pitchers don't hit. So they probably feel like they don't got to.
Facts.
Yeah, that's real.
But still, they want your career, you know what I mean, hitting the ball. Like, that shit don't only take effect until you get into the MLB. You got at least some type of bit batting IQ or
right. That's what power. I was saying.
Yeah, no, I don't understand that. If I'm a fire pitcher, I want to be able to hit some home runs too. Yo, I'm trying to cook y'all both times.
Right. What are you talking about? But shout out to that guy though, because that's crazy though, man.
He different.
Yeah.
Yo, ain't Mike Trout hurt? Because I was trying to figure out what's going on. They should be like the number one team in baseball. But I think Mike Trout might be hurt or something because I ain't been hearing nothing about him. Him and him, bruh, they going to be crazy. They get healthy. And Mike Trout coming back or whatever because I believe he's injured, though. But I'm 6 foot another day.
Facts.
But, damn, what else was he trying to get it to?
Either Danny Green or Dame Lillard.
I'll let Ray go with the Danny Green, Joe. Go ahead, Ray, because I know you got something to get off your chest with Danny Green, because he's something else. He is something else.
For somebody to be here for his first year and get hurt in the second round and talk about we can't boo y'all, bro, I don't know. It just I just find it crazy for him to say we're not allowed to do that as a fan base. We're not allowed to critique y'all. We're not allowed to tell y'all what it is. You know what I mean? That's like saying we gotta be fake now. Like, he's saying like we gotta have they back. Like, bro, we cheer for y'all every day. Every time y'all make a bucket, we screaming. And it ain't like fired in that joint. Like, we screaming. Then y'all miss. We cool. But then you keep missing. We like, hold up, what are you doing?
Right. This is your profession.
I just don't like. I don't like the fact that he said that. Like. It's like if Embiid went out in there and said this, I respect him more because, you know, maybe it is affecting the players. But
right,
he's first year, you talking about it's affecting people, bro. You don't know nothing. This is your first year here. But to me, he's just like Ben. He's soft, bro. That's a soft person mentality that you can't take a boo. Like, what is What is a boot to you? Like, come on, bro.
He hurt him.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Danny Green been giving up a lot of tape and talking about stuff that didn't been happening in the locker room and all of that, but he definitely soft. Like, I don't respect that. Like, that's weird. Like, you're weird.
Don't understand, bro. We ain't won a chip in like 30 some years, bro. Like,
and he's not that guy. Like, who are you to be saying something like, you're not that guy, pal? Bro, like, you're not that guy. Like, at all, bro. Like, who are you to be saying something your first year here? Now, Jimmy Butler saying something like that. You know what I'm saying? Somebody like that would have made more sense. Like,
he would never.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm just saying, like, who are you, bro? You're Danny Green. You're a role player, bro. Talking about, like, what? Maybe if you don't shoot 2 for 15 and 3 for 15 and stuff like that, maybe you wouldn't get booed. Or maybe, you know what I'm saying? Maybe if Ben Simmons decided to shoot, we wouldn't boo him. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a bunch of different, like, but yeah, I just didn't respect him for saying that. Like, that's like, you're weird for that, bro. Like, and get up out of here. I'm happy he said it, because now we ain't got to worry about Danny Green being on the team missing fucking three open threes next year.
And that fill up 15 mil, too.
Real rat. We ain't got to worry about no miss threes, wide open in the corner no more. My young old Maxie could get some more tick. Tease could get some more tick. What'd you say?
I said no more busted tickets on FanDuel because he can't get
facts.
Nine points.
Oh my
god. They're 9 points, bro. I know what happened to both of y'all.
Happened to me, bro.
I know for sure it happened to you.
Oh my god, this man, I didn't go say he caught. Well, he cost me. Yeah, he cost, bro. You know how I could have won thousands if it wasn't for this man, Danny Green. And I ain't even capping. Only a couple thousand, but still.
That's still real. It wasn't when he fucking choked.
Yeah. Man, that man, I said 10 points. Danny Green, 10 points. How I hit a 15 ticket. I think it was a 15 or 16 ticket. Hit everything. But Danny Green getting 10 points. For the stack, though, bro. Like, for the stack. You don't understand my pain. Like, I was looking at it. I'm like, easy money. Like, I in my head, I'm like, yo. I'm like, yo, that hit. I know that hit. Oh, yeah. I got a good memory. That hit, too. That hit. I'm like, yo, bro. I'm, like, about to spend money at this point. But, you know. Hey, man. Danny Green is Danny Green, man.
And then Danny Green came through and ruined the party. And then said this bullshit, man. Look, Danny Green,
I need you to get 10 points. You play 35 minutes a game, and I need you to get 10 points, brother. 10 points, brother. That's all I'm saying. You get paid all that money and all of that. That's be the thing with me. Like, they be mad because we critiquing them. Oh, you've never played ball. You've never been in an NBA gym. And bro, it don't matter, because if I was, I wouldn't do the shit you was doing. Like, I'm telling you I wouldn't. I know I wouldn't. Y'all dudes mental, they mentals be fucked up. And they like, you know what I'm saying? Why you so soft? Like, Danny Green got to go. Don't bring it back.
Him saying that, and he said he didn't point out who it was for, because he said, because you could boo people, but you can't do that for some. I guess he was trying to say something like, some players in the locker room, they cool with it, and some is like, it makes them fucked up in the mental. I don't know where he was going with that, but like,
you think he was trying to protect Ben Simmons?
In a way, yeah. I think
that's what he's been doing. I think that's what his intentions were, to protect him. He didn't want to say,
we don't need nobody protecting Ben Simmons, bro. We don't need nobody. He don't need nobody protecting him, bro.
Yeah, that's why Dwight got to go too. And I like Dwight, but nah, he's an enabler. He got to go too. Like, no, stop defending Ben on live. Like, cause I know you followed it.
Trade all the wrong people. Trade Ben.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's real, though. That's real.
All the wrong people. Get Ben out of here. We don't got none of this with Ben gone. Everybody
protect him wherever he go. To the Magic. Okay, I don't know where he going to go.
Everybody else wants to play basketball. This dude want to model and be on the side.
Yo. We said we wasn't getting into this, bro.
Just get rid of him.
Yeah, we're not going down a rabbit hole again, bro. We said we wasn't getting into that.
If you actually want to play basketball, we would love to keep you if you actually want to play basketball. But if not, you got to go, buddy. Sorry.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Tyrese Maxey putting in work.
Thank you. I was about to say, off of Ben Simmons, shout out to my young boy, Tyrese Maxey. I just sent him the raid the other day. He in the gym working. We ain't talking about what that other guy was doing, what he's doing. But my young boy working. My young boy Paul Reed working. He was just in a Brotherly Love League. Put up 33 points, 9 rebounds. Easy money. Easy money. I don't know if y'all was watching it. I watched a little highlights and stuff like that, and I ain't actually watch it. But you know what I'm saying? Like, out there getting some working, some good working. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, I appreciate players like that. That's all I got to say. I appreciate players like that.
Oh, players that actually – never mind. Yeah,
care about their craft. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but
listen, Maxey said in his exit interview that he want to get 1% better each day. You know what I mean? That's something you want to hear, because that means he gonna really be out there every day. You don't get better 1% by just working out 2-3 days a week. You know what I mean? Like, no, he want to be out there every day. He trying to get in that starting lineup.
Yeah, that means he's our starting point guard.
Yep,
that's what that says to me. So Don't have that mindset. Need to get the out of there.
Yeah, if he can take over game 6, he could start, bro. Ain't no way he can't start after what he showed in the playoffs. He showed us enough.
Yeah, it's funny to me. Like, one thing that I always didn't like about, like, how the NBA like treat rookies, just like sometimes they don't it's a very short leash, and it's not fair. I'd be like, damn, like the dudes that be those top picks, y'all give them opportunities. They do dumb stuff just like the 16th, 17th, 18th pick do. You know what I'm saying? They young. Yeah. They
probably do more dumb shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They got a higher usage rate. They out there, y'all believe in them. Obviously, dudes like Ja, Zion, you know what I'm saying? They different type dudes, but still, like, they make mistakes too. One thing I just wish coaches like would just, you know, lengthen that leash a little bit, let the button up a little bit, let them go out a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, damn, I like him. He a dog, bro. And I, like you said, I feel like the more opportunity he would have got, the better he would have got. Like, because we saw it all season. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yep. So let's just give the guy opportunity. That's all I care about. I just want him to get an opportunity. I want Paul Reed to get an opportunity. That's why I want Dwight to go. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
He'll play bro than Dwight, man. He young and he gonna be more aggressive. Dwight was in the game and
He was looking old. He was looking old. His age was showing.
Because
you got a rookie in there running around, jumping up, and Dwight just, you know, hands all up in the air trying to get a foul and all of that, looking at the refs.
I feel like his role this year was, I'm going to foul people, get texts. Like, I ain't see – that was his – like, when he got in the game, that's what he was going to do. Like, I'm going to foul him, get a text.
He was the enforcer.
Hands up. That's all he was doing, bro.
Come security this year, for sure.
Yeah, he took the job from Mike Scott. Shout out to him, though, because it's time for him to go, too. He just holding up a roster spot. I forgot he was on the squad. I'm not even going to lie to you. I forgot Mike Scott was on the squad. But it's time for him to go, too.
Can we pack all of them up and pack Ben up, too? And show on the road? Like, we got championships to win. Greg Pop out here calling Bradley Beal thick. Come on, man. We got what's going on in the streets, man. Look at what's going on in the NBA streets, man.
He acting crazy. But this bro talking about Greg Popovich getting beyond me, and we can talk about USA Basketball and Dame Lillard. My man been dropping some footnotes. And if you ain't paying attention, if you're not a real NBA fan, a real ball fan, you wouldn't know. Because he been dropping some little hints on Instagram. And I ain't got to go into the post and what he said in the captions. But if you know, you know. I think he won out. And we all know Dame been loyal his whole career. But, bro, I just don't see it. I don't see him going back to the Trailblazers this year. How y'all feel about these little footnotes that he dropping, these little breadcrumbs that he keep dropping?
Go ahead, bro.
I mean, obviously, it's a part of me that likes it because it's interesting. It gives us something to talk about. We get to speculate where he's going to go. We get to speculate what he's talking about. But at the same time, I wish the nigga would just tell us what's going on. Obviously, it's not that simple. If you want me to pick one side, I like it. At least it gives us something to think about for real, because it's a couple different places he could go, and he changed the whole trajectory of the league for real. So,
true.
I love it. I love when it's interesting. I hope it's I can't even say I hope it's not, because I enjoyed watching the Nets this year too, but I hope it's to team up like a two-star team up, not three, something like that. I don't want it to be too crazy.
Yeah.
I mean something regular, because I think
you gotta Dame, give me something though.
I think Dame could
give me something.
One other person though, for real. I think
give me something, Earl. Who you think he should go to, bro? Give me something.
You didn't ask that. You want me to know? You want me to answer?
Yeah, give me some. Give me some. I need, come on. He over there talking about, I know he would change the trajectory. Of course he gonna change the trajectory. He anyway, Dame. Yeah. It's Dame we talk about. Where you think he will win a championship? That's what I'm talking about. We talking about championships for Dame at this point.
Yeah, that's what he wants.
Yeah, because he can do what he do in Portland, so it's not even about him being an all-star, him being great, and none of that. It's about him winning the championship. So where you, come on, where you got him going? Because you already know where I got him going, but that's never gonna happen.
I think,
never.
It's two places. It's two places. But he not going. It's no way. I don't think he's going to either one. Go ahead, bro.
He gonna end up with the Lakers, bro. Or he gonna end up with the Lakers or the Clippers.
Lakers are the Clippers.
That wasn't. That was definitely not what I was thinking at all. That's crazy.
He's gonna end up with one of them LA teams, bro. I don't know how, but I think it's gonna happen.
All right. Well, I was going with the Sixers, which I don't think is gonna happen, and the Knicks. I don't know why, but I feel like, and I know ain't he from LA too? But I don't think the LA thing just going to happen, bro. He not going to go to the Clippers, bro. And I don't think they can. The Lakers got enough. How the Lakers going to get him? Everybody keeps talking about he going to go to the Lakers. He going to go to the Lakers. How are they going to get him? We going to he going to do a buyout?
It's the Lakers, bro. They got infinite. Yeah, whoever they.
The Lakers have pool in the league, bro. Like, that's I don't real. Know what it is. Like,
that's one of the real. Oldest. They did one of the oldest teams ever, like, to play, bro.
Right.
They got the second most champions. Like, they can do it. They can do whatever they want in the league.
I don't know, though. I don't see it happening.
Chris Paul, though. They couldn't get Chris Paul, though. That's what they couldn't do.
Yeah, that was the one, John. That was the one, John. But they got everything else, though.
I just saw somebody say that, though. Imagine Chris Paul. You see what he did with Devin Booker. You see how Devin Booker played sort of like Kobe? I saw somebody on Twitter. They was talking about, they said, imagine with a prime Chris Paul and Kobe would have did. Like, and look what he did with Devin Booker in 1 year. Like, Devin Booker, he definitely played similar to Kobe. Not calling him Kobe or not like that, but he definitely played similar to that dude. That's wild.
Powell's on that team when he got traded.
Who?
To the Lakers.
I think he was.
Gasol was on the Lakers at that time when he got traded.
I think so, too.
That'd have been crazy. Yeah. Powell, Chris Paul, and Kobe? Oh, my God.
They had a bomb squad. They would have had a bomb squad.
That's
they did that for Bron, bro. They beat that for Bron. There's no way.
But Bron wasn't even doing nothing at the point. At that point,
wasn't that during the Miami Big Three though? It was around the same time or no? I'm tripping.
No, I thought that was before the Big Three.
Yeah, it was.
It was before the Big Three.
Never mind that.
Wasn't it after they lost to the Celtics, or did they? Because they won the first one
won the first one and then they lost the next year.
And then they tried to get Chris Paul. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was before LeBron and all of that.
How much rings Kobe get if CP3 get there?
Wow. I think we talking about Kobe as the GOAT if he gets CP3. Like, I think, because you know, Kobe doesn't really get that GOAT conversation. It's Bron, Jordan. You know what I'm saying? You don't really hear a lot of people say, oh, Kobe is the GOAT. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never really heard that. I've been in a lot of conversations, a lot of barbershops. I never heard nobody say Kobe is the GOAT. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if he get Chris Paul on that squad, I think we talk about Kobe as the GOAT because I think he wins about 7 rings.
Yeah, I think he might get 7.
I was about to say 7, 8.
I didn't want to get crazy and say 8, but I think 7, yeah. solid for sure. I'm confident that Kobe would have got 7 rings. And we're talking about him how we talk about Tom Brady and stuff. Like, he's like, yo, he's the GOAT. Like, like nobody's going to win that many championships. We know nobody's going to win 11. Like, that's chalk. But, like, that's just out of, like, what's the name? Is out of, like, we don't even talk
about him. He's just out of this world.
Like, come on, 11, bro, you're getting crazy. But Kobe, 7, that would have been like, yo, he ridiculous. This dude got 7 rings. Yeah, so I think that's how we'd have been. That's how it would have been if you'd have got Chris Paul, bro.
My left and right hand, Robert Orr.
Now Chris Paul about to get his first ring.
I know. It's
beautiful. At 36.
Damn.
And it'll lead to another.
Right. That changed a lot of conversations if he win this ring.
Yeah. They just showed a sign on the TV. It said he third all time for points scored and point assisted and points responsible for. He had 54 altogether. I guess with his assist and everything. Dang. Third all time, bro. He 36, bro. That's crazy.
Different.
You know he want this ring, bro. He ain't walking out this. He ain't walking off that court without that ring. Ain't no way,
bro. Ain't no way. I don't want to even. Bro, I would be so heartbroken for him, bro.
Bro, he got to.
It's like that's my thing, though. Nah, it ain't gonna happen, bro. Ain't no way. There ain't no way, cause it's like, bro, he done been heartbroken after heartbreak after heartbreak after heartbreak. Ain't no way, bro. This is finally the year, like, and I know he know. That's why he gonna attack this, and it ain't gonna be no. Even though he's still getting his assists, I can't even say it ain't gonna be a passive aggressive. I mean, a passive Chris Paul, because he's the point guy. He gonna always pass the ball. It's just like I think off like scoring, we gonna see him getting buckets. Like, bro, I'm not letting this go. Like, I'm not letting this opportunity go, bro. I waited 16 years for this.
He coaching the boys up. He letting them know, man. We here for one thing.
Hey, man, I just wanted to say real quick, man, shout out to Dario, man. He tore his ACL, man.
Yeah, I seen that.
Shout out to him, man. They going to win it for my man Dario, you feel me? But shout out to him, man. Billy I was Kirk, happy to see him in the finals, man.
Yeah, I wanted to see what he was going to do. I mean, he don't get a lot of minutes there, but, you know, his minutes is valuable.
I'm about to say, he coming in and affect the game every time he come in, though, like every time. Like, he don't play that much, but when he do, minutes is effective.
Rap. He's gonna give you some points and he's gonna give you some energy. Regardless.
Is he gonna be a difference maker in the series with him going?
Probably not. They got a lot of
Kaminsky. They're young boys. They still got Kaminsky. And Cam Johnson.
Yeah, that's true.
Torrey Craig still there. They got a lot of pieces.
Yeah.
Shout out to Torrey Craig. He get a ring regardless.
Right.
Play this card right.
Think of the luckiest dude in the world. Ain't no play this cards right.
Was it last year? It was somebody like that too.
Yeah.
I feel like it was.
Was it Deion?
Yeah, it was because he got cut by the Heat.
Yup. Yeah. It was Deion. I mean, Billy Cheese. My fault. Champ cheese.
I'm hearing people say they want to get him on the squad. What y'all think on the Sixers?
Bro, why not? Another ball handler. Ray, what was we talking about the other day? I said if the Sixers get another ball handler, somebody to take the ball out of Ben Simmons' hands and just let him be a big man and let him catch oops and stuff like that, then we could keep him on the squad. We need another ball handler. Ben Simmons can't be our point guard. I would love Deion. Even at his age, I would love him. Perfect.
I'll take anybody that can shot create, because it seemed like that's our Achilles heel. We never have it. You know what I mean? Like, we never attack a shot creator. It's like we don't want him. For some reason, I don't know why. And B could do whatever. Like, he could post up. He could shoot a three. He could spot up.
Yeah.
He shouldn't even be like – you shouldn't even have to think about and B sharing the floor with anybody, because you could put anybody on the floor with him and he could still score and be dominant.
Yeah.
But a shot, you need to get somebody that can shot create, man, because that you can't post up 40 times a game. You know what I mean? Like, you just can't do that.
I was mad we let Alec Burks go, bro. A lot of people wasn't paying attention what he was doing. If you watch the Sixers, bro, when he was on, like, a lot of those times when our offense got stagnant, bro, in that half-court set, bro, you give him the ball, and he just playmaking. He get a bucket. He get that little mid-range shot. He do that little fadeaway. You know what I'm saying? You just need somebody. He do the little floater. You need somebody like that. That's why when Tyrese Maxey get in the game, he's effective, because it's like, yo, he's a ball handler. We got somebody. He quick. He'll go to the bucket. He'll do a floater. He affects the defense. But Ben Simmons don't affect the defense at all. Like, they don't give a hell about him. They don't care. Like, it's like, yo, we know he not weren't. Don't even, you know what I'm saying? So get Spencer Dinwiddie.
I would love him.
Get Spencer Dinwiddie.
They need to attack that.
Get him.
More than anything. Because honestly, I don't think he want to be there. Well, especially behind Kyrie, James, and
Kenny. He opted out.
What are you talking about?
He opted out. He don't want to be there. He like, yo, I'm not gonna get no opportunity. Like, y'all gonna be hooping. I'm just gonna be a side piece. Like, fuck that. Like, I was the reason why the Nets got, you know what I'm saying? We was getting it lit. Me and D'Lo was getting it lit. Like,
we should have got LeVert. We should have got LeVert when we had that chance, that opportunity.
But he had the medical conditions though. So
That's true.
But no. They didn't even know that until after the trade. So, yeah, you're right. We should have went and tried to get
him. He ended up playing at the end of the season, too. He would have been in the playoffs.
That's facts.
How to get a bucket. He's not scared of nobody up in front of him. He's going to get to his spot. He's going to shoot it.
We need players like that.
We want to get all these catch-and-shoot players, bro. We don't need no more catch-and-shoot players, especially now that we got Curry. Like, we don't even need that no more. That's our go-to catch-and-shoot. And they talking about we're going to get – y'all seen that? We gonna get JJ back.
Fuck even, that. But you see, even Seth though, when he put the ball on the floor, bro, how effective our offense is. It's like, yo, he get his own bucket. When he go into the bucket, we are unstoppable. When Seth be going to the bucket, bro, and landing is with the left leg, we look crazy. Him and Embiid on that pick and roll, I'll be like, yo, see, yes,
and
yes,
just like, anchor shoot.
Yeah,
Dollar. Imagine Dame Dollar. We need, man.
Oh, my God. I'm getting jersey after jersey. I'm getting prepared for Broad Street. I'm getting, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting everything prepared, bro. Like, it's because we winning the championship. I don't care who playing with who. A Dame and Embiid pick and roll.
You see,
what you going to do? What you going to do? What are you going to do? Like, as a defender, like, I really want to ask somebody in the NBA that. Like, I really wish, like, I could talk and interview somebody. Like, yo, bro, like, what would you do if you was on a pick and roll with Embiid and Dame? Like, how would you defend that? Because it would be mind-boggling their answer. Like, what you going to, like, there's no way to stop that.
Pray. That's how you stop it.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be like Austin Rivers out there, like, thank you. Like,
right.
Like, what? Come on, bro. We ain't getting no Dame though, Ray.
Bro, but like, we only can hope, bro. We only can hope and pray and wish that it happens.
Bruh, if we get Dame, bruh, stop it. Stop it, bruh. Stop it.
I ain't getting my hopes up.
They saying Ben still hold a lot of value, so. And then honestly, if you ask me, Portland might be ready to blow it up. They might be ready to blow it up.
I agree.
They already fired their coach. That's the beginning process of a blow up.
Yeah.
If they play mediocre basketball midway through the season, it's going to be a lot of moves being made in Portland.
Send Dame too.
Mm-hmm.
Right, the trade up.
Y'all want to give up all our young boys?
Not really.
Yeah. I just
saw a joint where they adding Paul Reed in the trade.
No. Y'all can't have everything.
Yeah, I saw a joint where they was at. It was Tease, Tyrese, Maxey, Paul Reed, and like a first or something like that. It was a bunch of shit.
Hold on.
And Ben Simmons. Yes.
Keep Ben, but they want Ben.
No. I'm talking about we giving up Ben too. Like, we giving up everything. Like, that's crazy. And a first. Tease, Ben, Maxey, Reed, and a first. The fuck no. I love Dame, but what? No.
Did you not just hear what you just said, bro? Imagine fucking Dame and then beat on a pick and roll. I will give them boys up for a chip. I will give them a first, bro.
Like, no, bro. Now you taking my future and another future piece? Like, no, bro. I can't do that.
I'll tell you what. You can have everything except Tease.
Yeah.
And I really want to keep Reed too. I know they're not going to want to take Maxey out of it, though. That's their replacement.
Yeah, bro.
For sure.
That's the hardest part about this, because I like Maxey a lot, man. Yeah. But if it's Dame, it ain't even a question if it's Dame. You could have Maxey.
He just got to respect that. Like, hey, man, I got traded for Dame. He got to understand, like, bro, that's a compliment, bro. Like, you got traded for Dame, bro. Like, they felt like you could have be their future point guard, bro. Like, that's real. You know what I'm saying? That's thorough. But I it would hurt me to get rid of him. But hey, Dame is Dame at the end of the day. Dame,
man. And we can't waste him be prime years, bro. He getting into his prime years, and he not the healthiest man on the planet. So like,
yeah, man. In
Sixers jersey,
bro. I probably cry, bro. Like if we get him, I might send y'all a text in the group chat, whatever, and I might be crying, bro. I'm gonna send y'all a picture of me crying. Cause if we get Dame, bro, we winning the chip, bro. Like, there's no way we not winning the chip. I don't see it. I don't see anybody beating us. I can't.
I got $100 to put on the Sixers to win a chip right now.
Yeah, my $100. I might put like $5 on that. Like, dead serious. Like, dead serious. Like, I'm not even playing. I never even put no that much money on the bet. I ain't that crazy gambler, but I will put $500 on that. If we got Dame, soon as we got him, though, I do it. Schmack, soon as we got him, because that's where it be. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know. Yeah.
At that point,
the only thing. What you thinking, though? Come on, we not getting Dame. Stop. Let's just stop.
No, you gotta keep that in the air. We gotta keep that. Somebody gonna hear that. And like, yo, you know what? Dame in that pick and roll might be a good thing. You know what I mean? Let's go get him.
Word.
But in the
Portland, if y'all listening, y'all got to get Ben as a 5. So all you gotta do is use Ben as a 5.
Mm-hmm.
So now you gotta get injury prone ass Nurkic up out of there, which you probably can because he's still a solid.
Somebody will take the bait.
That's what I'm saying. And then
they still got the young boy Zach Collins and stuff like that.
He could come off the bench, but you gotta start Ben at the 5. He's a center. I mean, he's a very gifted center. That's what he is to me. Like, he won't even shoot the ball. He's a gifted center to me at this point until he proves otherwise. So,
yeah, I think we need to stop looking at Ben Simmons the way we look at him. Maybe we wouldn't be so mad and angry and stuff. Maybe we should have always looked at him as a center. Mm-hmm. It's no, they just put this facade up that he was a point guard and we all believed it. And we all just like were so engaged in it. We were like, oh, 6'10 point guard. Like, he's different. Like, he's going to be a mismatch every night.
You think he a point guard style? Why you think he passed so much?
That's real. But we also, you know what I'm saying, put it in his head too. Like, yo, you're our point guard. You're our starting point guard. You got to remember, he wasn't our starting point guard. He just became the point guard. So it's like, We off it. We went back to it.
I'm talking about Ben. I'm sitting here watching.
I'm about to say the game about to come on in like 10 minutes. So, I mean, let's say y'all got anything else to say. I mean, all I got to say is I can't wait for football to start, man. It's slowly but surely. It's almost that time. You know, my birthday next week. That's how I know it start coming. That it's football time. Because a couple weeks after my birthday, then the little off-season stuff where you could go to the link and all that and watch him do the training camp and all that. The season is coming, baby. It's coming.
I'm excited to see Julio with that Titans jersey on, man. I want to see what he's going to do over there.
Man, fuck Julio. You don't see that right there? I'm excited for them guys. You see that? Yo, Ray.
Look. Oh, hold up. You seen what Slay said? He retweeted on Twitter?
Steven Nelson. He trying to get Steven Nelson.
No, bro, he retweeted. It was somebody they put, basically to sum it up, paraphrase it, it was basically saying Wentz is better than Hurts, and he basically retweeted it.
But that's funny, though. I didn't see that, bro. Send that joint to me, bro. You got to send that joint to me.
You're going to say that with Hurts about to start his first career, like he's about to start for the first time in his career, and you're going to just retweet that, bro? As a teammate, you think that's cool?
Yeah.
They say yeah.
I think that's
this ain't
cool.
Basketball. This ain't basketball. Bro, this is not basketball. No. You talking like this the NBA. This is football. This is NFL. Now, say football stuff is a whole different thing. Somebody called D. But football stuff is a whole different thing, bro. We the football players, bro, cut it. You can't be a football player and be soft. So, like, come on, bro. What are you talking about? He gonna love it. Like, yay. Good look, gang. You already know. Like, this is how football players rock. Like, stop it, bro. No.
That's real, though.
That's NBA soft shit.
Ain't no Ben Simmons out there.
I believe in Jalen Hurts, man, and I'm going to keep believing in Jalen Hurts. I don't care whether he come out and he give us a bad game. I don't care if he come out and give us a bad season.
He showed a lot.
I believe in young boy, man. Like, and the reason why I believe in him, he got that it factor, man.
Yeah.
And he been through everything, bro. He been through everything. He done won championships. He done got replaced. He done transferred and been successful there. Done lost in the championship there. Bro, the dude done been through everything. He is here mentally.
Yeah.
We always question Carson Wentz mental. That's true. Is there mentally. So I don't care if he have a bad game. I don't care if he had a bad season. I know that dude going to put it in the work. Mm-hmm. That's all I care about, bro. You might not be the most talented. You might not be the best. You, or whatever the case may be, you might have some bad. Bro, put it in the work. Be better. Just get better, bro.
Real rap,
I can't disagree with that.
So, Jalen Hurts is going to have a successful season, bro. We win in 10 games.
What's your prediction?
I said it.
What you think he's going to put up? What's the stat line?
First of all, he's going to be a top 10 fantasy quarterback. I'm marking that, but that's for A. Earl. That's when we start the fantasy jump. Yeah, I got some for you, player. But he's going to be a top 10 fantasy quarterback. He's going to give us, you know what he's going to be? And you know why I like him? He reminds me of Dak. He's going to be just what Dak is for the Cowboys, but better. Because hold on. I got had to add the extra at the end, but better. He's going to be better.
Gonna be more mobile than Dak too. I think he gonna use his legs a lot this year.
For sure, but I don't think you understand what I'm saying. Like you know what Dak is for the Cowboys? He's gonna be that for the Eagles. Like he's gonna be that. Like you know what I'm saying? But better.
You pin a 4K? That's what you're saying? Over 4K passing yards?
For sure. For sure. We're gonna be in a lot of games where we might be down. For sure. For sure. No, everybody doubting his arm. You call them a runner. What you do, Earl over there shaking his head. For sure. For sure. I put my money on it. I'm serious. This young boy, he got it. Y'all gonna see, bro. Y'all gonna see. It's funny. Everybody's sleeping on the Eagles, bro. Just watch. We have a healthy offensive line. Watch what we do.
And we got a Heisman wide receiver.
Bro, we got a Heisman. Think of the last time the Eagles had a wide receiver like this. What happened? Oh, excuse me. I'm not going to compare him to that. I got to stop. But I'm just saying, when the last time the Eagles had a wide receiver like this, though?
We got a bright future. We definitely got a bright future.
Who was you about to
running back?
You're about to compare him to T.O., bro.
You getting
up. Yeah, he know. Ray know me.
What you was talking about. All right, man.
I'm just saying that's the last time we had a great wide receiver, bro. That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
His skill set.
He's a Heisman winner, bro. You don't just win the Heisman, bro. You don't just win it. You know what I'm saying? As a wide receiver, you don't just win the Heisman.
I agree.
His footwork crazy, man. Like he that receiver we need to break off the line and get that cornerback off him. Cause our wide receivers last year and the last couple of years, like they couldn't do that. They get pressed and it was over. It's a sack.
He's gonna get open.
Good luck to y'all with that this season.
Man, boy, I got some choice words for you and the Kyle girls, man. Well, we gonna say that for another episode, man.
I'm just trying. I'm looking to see what my young boy Cam Akers do next season, bro.
You love that dude, man. Drafting. I hope you draft him high and reach for him too in the league.
I'm not gonna reach, but I'm gonna draft him at a good spot if he's there.
He gonna have to snap. He got Jared Goff back there.
He ain't going fourth pick.
Stafford back there.
Oh, they got. Oh, I didn't even know that.
What are you talking about, Earl? How late? Fourth pick, third pick.
Cam Akers.
How far are you? Yeah, he gonna go fast.
He going like second, bro. Like first or second.
Second round. I would take him if I had a late second round pick. I would take him if he was there.
You not late taking him in the first?
No.
Yeah, I ain't taking him in the first.
No.
Why not?
It's too many other players that I'm almost guaranteed that they're going to have a fire season unless they get hurt.
He trying to see what your game plan is, Earl.
No, I ain't. Earl ain't better than me, man. He my young, man. I taught Earl the game, man. He know this, man. He talking about, man. My buck, man.
Our picks never even intertwine, for real.
Then cut it out. Cause you know you my buck. Yo, stop it, Earl. Every what? Year, nigga. Every year. What? Every year.
What? Every year what?
You lucky I got a new phone. You so lucky. You know what? Ray, I'ma send you the text messages this year. I'ma send you the text messages this year. Ray, when we in the draft, I guarantee Earl gonna text me either during the draft or after the draft. And say, oh, I was gonna pick him, or I'ma text Earl and be like, yo, you picked the dude I was about to pick right before me. We do that every year, Earl. Stop it.
Yeah, but you get crazy though. It don't be to the point where like we taking each other players back to back.
No, bro. Yeah, what? I know. Cause you be taking my players back to back all the time. I be sitting there telling you about niggas and all that. And like then who? You go take them.
I know I took somebody from you 1 year, but I don't
you
remember.
You do it every year. You and you, Rel, and Steph. I ain't talking to y'all because y'all three, y'all do it to me every year. Y'all start taking everybody that I start talking to. Here.
About. Yeah. I took Julio the last 2 years. So
that was your fault.
Exactly. Huh? I ain't been doing shit the last couple years.
Ray over there going through it.
Right. You start snapping. Get up out of here, man.
That young boy. Start talking about fantasy football and all that. Bro, and right. Young boy taking my players and stuff.
He the real young buck.
But now we can get out of here though, man.
All right.
Final score prediction. Game two.
Suns by 7.
Go ahead, Ray.
What's the score, John?
121 to whatever.
114. You say it by 7.
I think it's going to be like a Suns by – I think Suns going to win by like 15, man. I don't think they're going to have an answer. I think it's going to be like – I'm going to say like 110, like 110.95. I don't even think they're going to put up a buck.
All right. Since y'all are saying stuff that I was already probably going to say, I'm going to just go with a random number. I think the Phoenix going to win, but I think it's going to be a close game. So I go 108-103.
101-3.
Weird score, but that's what I'm gonna go with.
I ain't mad at it. All
right. All right. All right,
man.
That's it.
86.
I'll let y'all.